Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, coming up, we will get a chance to talk with Wes Durham. He is the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We'll get his thoughts on not only the win, but also how he feels about what's going on in college football. We talk with Wes every week, and you know, it's interesting. We talked about Clemson that first week or so, and he was convinced that the season wasn't over for him until they lost that week. And a lot of things are – have you guys looked at the top of the standings of the SEC? Have you looked? It's not Georgia. It's not Alabama. I'm being real. It's not LSU.
You got to go to Nashville.
It's Vandy. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's Ole Miss. Like, if you're looking at the standing, you would think you're in a different universe because you're like, wait a minute. But that's what's going on. We'll get in a little bit of that with Wes coming up here on the show. 404-726-0929. We are going to talk about the Hawks. As we mentioned, training camp starts today. And for them, it means a brand new roster. And for Trae Young, Mike, and let's just talk about this real quick before we dive into it coming up a little bit later. He answered the question. He was asked. It's not like Trae walked out there and said,
state your source.
Where's my contract? He didn't do that. Mm-hmm. He was asked, and he answered the contract question. And if you're going, what's the contract question? All offseason, the Hawks have had the opportunity, and they do up until next June. I think the date is June 30th, to give him a Supermax deal if they want to do it. They've yet to do it, which tells us they're not going to do it, Mike. They're going to let this season play out.
Right.
And so Trae, all offseason, there was innuendos about, you know, other guys getting paid, and he was kind of putting it out there. But he answered this question and basically said, look, you know, it's time for the season. You know, the season's going to roll around. I got a bunch of new guys. I thought he handled it well. Trae's not going to, at least I don't think. Mike, I may be wrong. Mm. I don't think we're going to get into the season. And let's just say, you know, we're rolling and winning games, and this team looks really good, and then he's going to pull that out of the back of his pocket like, this is why y'all should have paid me. I don't think that's going to happen because that's very disruptive, but I think right now he's handling it the right way.
Right. My feelings were, and because you don't have to do anything if you're the Hawks. I mean, he does have that option after next year. So you play the full year, and then he can opt out. But as a Hawks, if I was Hawks ownership, I'd say, well, first of all, I would have spent more money before. But anyway, that's different. I would say, look, what does he do with Nikhil Alexander-Walker and again, with a healthy Jalen Johnson, with Kristaps Porzingis, with arguably the best roster he's had since 21. And then if he does something where, hey, he does show out, and it reminds everybody that he is an all-star and he's one of the top players in this league, then hell, cut that check. And that he still makes more money here than anywhere else.
No doubt. Yes. And
for him. So that's why I don't think, to your point, he leaves.
I don't either. I feel like, look, I know everybody feels like, and I will tell you this, guys. Have there been conversations about Trae wanting to move and the Hawks wanting to move Trae? The answer is yes. But nobody's fulfilled that. And I think when you have a team, Mike, that's losing and in the play-in every year, and this is the part that nobody wants to talk about, you've got to put everything on the table. That includes your star. So when I say that, it doesn't mean that they had a surefire deal that they were ready to pull the trigger on. It just means if a team called and said, all right, what's it going to take to get Trey? And they went, 3 first-round picks. Ooh, they hung up. You've had a conversation. I think when you're losing and you're not making conference finals, you're not going to the NBA finals, you talk about your team in every which way. So it's not a disrespectful thing. I think those conversations have happened, but I do think you're right. I think he wants to be here, and I think he's trying to win here, man, because he knows what it would mean to this city.
And I just think a team that is built right now with some better defense, that's another thing. The team is probably defensively as good as he's ever had.
True.
You know, and guys that can – so what do you think that Trey is, you know, is he a liability? Look, you don't have to – there's plenty of guys in this league that are point guards, and they don't play a lick of defense. At least Trey will, at times, Carl, get in the passing lanes. He'll do some stuff. But there's just things that you have to deal with Trey. You take the good with the bad because of his size. But now I think they got enough to more than accommodate that. And then you got some guys that can score. The big thing for me is how many games does Porzingis play?
Good question.
And how do you handle his load management so you don't fall out of a fourth or a fifth seed?
That's a good question. More on the Hawks coming up. We will talk about how Trey can continue to prove that he is the leader. There are things he'll need to do as camp's underway for our Hawks. And as I mentioned, preseason's right around the corner. Regular season, middle of the month, around October 22nd, as they get things kicked off against the Raptors. Big O's behind the glass. Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Well, let's hear from Raheem Morris. Continuing to give us injury updates. What about Storm Norton, Mike? We've kind of forgotten about Storm coming back.
Right. Haven't really complained about Elijah Wilkinson, have we?
No. A.J. Terrell, Darnell Mooney. Coach, what's the deal?
I don't have a lot of information on those guys yet. I got my medical meeting coming up here in a little bit. I probably have more after that. Be way more informative next week when we get back. I have to go check on Storm, check on all those guys, obviously on the IR. Obviously, you potentially could open up a couple of those windows coming up here shortly, you know, after the 4 weeks are up, and then that's up, and then you open those things up. You still got those weeks that you can have kind of as buffers. So we'll get a feel where they're all at after coming to these medical meetings. I don't have a lot of information on it. Hoping that we can get AJ back, you know, after this bye, another week of rest for him, and get a chance to get him out there. That's probably the one I do have a little bit more information on than the other guy. Don't know anything about Mooney other than, you know, we'll have to see from this week. Obviously, he left yesterday with the hamstring, so we'll see. I don't know how bad it was, but I don't think it's something too bad, but we'll get a check. I'll get a feel for it later.
This started with the first play at camp, literally. And I say that, it really wasn't, but it was like one of the first early series of Michael Penix throwing deep to a receiver with DBs covering Darnell Mooney. He dives for a ball, boom, shoulder, done. Did not complete camp. And then you get into Wednesday coming back and this game that we've been playing, and it's not, I get it, it's not deliberate, but Mike, they've been like, oh, he's okay, he's coming back, comes back. He has not been the same since that injury at camp.
Right. Now, we don't know if the shoulder – I know. I do know it. I play the operation game, Carl. The hamstring is not attached to your shoulder, but the shoulder's been a problem all season long. Now he's dealing with lower body stuff. So you and I had talked about it. By the way, if you look up right now, if you're in your office, you know, feel free to be less productive. Google free agent, best free agent wide receivers. Half those guys are already here, and we cut them. Like DJ Shark, you know, Odell Beckham. I mean, we were involved with him, but you know, he's on some people's shortlist.
Yeah.
There's just nobody out there, guys. So Casey Washington, and he had the 2 weeks of concussion protocol, and now it's a chance for Casey to step up and hopefully fill that gap because there was an opportunity.
No doubt. Meanwhile, Raheem was asked about what changes they tried to make last year during the bye. This is where you tweak. I mean, it's early in the season, but we got to get through the next quarter, right? The next four. Here's Raheem.
Yeah, you know, we just kind of went back and looked at the study of it all and how to get open and how to utilize, you know, some of the guys that we did have, you know, like Caden was a big part of that and how we wanted to utilize him, how we wanted to set him up. You know, obviously AK at the time, he was a part of that as well and getting those guys going and trying to find ways and trying to find different things that we can get going that way. You know, all of those guys up front being in different positions and trying to get those guys aligned to different things so we can dictate terms a little bit better. So that was a part of it on defense.
Bye week for the Falcons. More on them coming up. I mentioned Wes. Wes is going to join us Thursday. It is Dave Archer today, our analyst, who will join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to story number two.
Coming up in 5 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you more about what the Hawks need to do with Trae Young and his continued proof of him being a leader. That is the one thing that's changed with Trae being here over the last few years. But before we get to that, Mike, did you see who caught a touchdown last night from Tua? Darren Waller.
Tua rolling to his right. Waller, open touchdown. His second of the night.
Who is that man? Darren Waller, wide open.
Dude that was out of football for a minute.
He was.
And finished up with the Raiders and then the Giants and then was going to take some time off. Former Georgia Tech tight end. And all of a sudden he's having an impact. How about that?
It's crazy. I wonder what he did after the game is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't take to the beach. That's just, man, that's.
Did you see that, Chelsea?
You got to see the video because it's a message to his ex, and then he acts like he's been stabbed, and he collapses on the beach. I mean, this thing is
He was the one that cheated on her.
Yeah, and how does that mean he gets stabbed in the back? I guess that's his take on it.
Yeah, hard to let go.
But 3 for 27. Two touchdowns. Now, is that love drip?
I don't even know.
I thought love was real.
I don't even know. I just died every time I hear it.
Let's hit this one more time.
In his defense, he did fumble a major bag.
Thought love was real.
Yeah, I thought it was like love drear. And then it sounds like the old days, Carl knows this. We had reel-to-reel tape. You could touch the pitch. So it could be like love real.
It's called auto-tune.
It is.
It's called horrible.
It's exactly right. Hey, man, while we're talking about the Dolphins, let's hear from Mike McDaniel about Tyreek Hill's injury. Tyreek out.
It was a dislocation. He was probably in the best spirits of any player that I've ever, you know, it's such a terrible experience. But he immediately had wide eyes and was talking, I'm good, just make sure the guys get this win, you know, and he was focused on the team. So outside of that, I'm sure I'll be given more information tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what he said. Win one for the Tariqer as he got in the ambulance. He was going, woohoo! So again, I don't know if this is him with his unique personality trying to.
Well, he's unique, all right.
And I'm being generous here because, you know, if it's mental illness, we can't make fun of that. I don't think he's gone fully Antonio Brown, but he certainly at times trends that way. But I mean, to me, it's like, okay, did they shoot you up with some happy stuff right there at the stadium because you were going into shock? Or are you just literally such a jackass that you're going to celebrate blowing up your knee so you hate this team that much and you hate catching footballs from Tua Tagovailoa? Because that's what a lot of people on social media, I know it's a cesspool, took and ran with last night, Carl.
I know. Look, I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. I would have been like, my leg is hanging off.
Yes.
Forget wishing the team the best. Right. I don't give a damn if y'all win this game. You see my leg is hanging off.
And by the way, watching the game, my wife was listening to the show, and she heard me say all the time about, you know, Coach Brah, you know, I really feel. She's like, oh, that's that guy you make fun of.
Yes. Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, Aaron Glenn, now the Jets are winless. They did say they take some things from this game because they actually did rally back a little bit. But, man, that's bad football. Nothing worse, though, than the Bengals and the Broncos.
It was
even
bad.
Troy Aikman called that thing out on national TV.
Well, look, you realize how much you need Joe Burrow. And I don't know if you guys saw Jamar Chase talking with his head coach.
He lost it a little bit.
Yeah, those guys have been together. They've won a lot of games.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But he understands, like, right now, he's not getting the rock. He's frustrated. His boy Joe Burrow finds a way to get him the ball. This thing is ugly right now for the Bengals. And the irony is, you start 1-0, Mike. You get a win. Everybody's like, oh, Bengals going to be okay. And then Burrow goes down, and now you're looking right back where you were the last 3 years.
Hey, we'll talk more about it later in the show because everybody's saying, what about Cousins? I just don't think I have no idea what the Bengals are doing right now.
Yeah, I don't either.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.